Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So if you're in the military and you assess, you're in the CIA, you're in another one of these agencies, and you assess that you don't really like Donald Trump and you feel that his orders are illegal, then just feel free to disobey them. In fact, we recommend it, say a group of Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For starters, if a group of Republican senators said this, immediate FBI investigation, mm-hmm. like all hell would rain down on their head. Investigations would be open. They'd spy on their cell phone records.
Yeah.
They'd track everywhere they went. Oh, wait. Okay, a second investigation would
yes.
be open in which they spy on them and go get all of their phone calls and track everywhere they've went. They've gone. That's what would happen.
Mm-hmm.
It would never end.
They would call it
treason and insurrection.
Exactly, exactly. That would be the media narrative.
But when the Democrats do it, it's just Tuesday.
Oh, it's conscience. It's an act of conscience here, Tara.
So disobey illegal orders. You got to hear this because this really is something. Disobey legal. You know, as I play this for you, you're going to note two things. Number one, they never say what the illegal orders are exactly. But they do say that the illegal orders have turned the military against Americans, which Americans, that's code word for illegal immigrant. That's what they mean. I'm going to tell you what this is about in a sec, but take a listen. This is jaw-dropping stuff. This is the kind of stuff that rips a country apart that you can't come back from it. There's some weight of it. I mean, it's not just one thing. It's all of it. Take a listen. And by the way, this isn't just anybody on the Democrat side. This is a collection of Democrat senators who have military service. Alyssa Slotkin, Mark Kelly of Arizona, Chris DeLuzio of Pennsylvania, Chrissy Houlihan of Pennsylvania, Maggie Goodlander of New Hampshire, and Jason Crow of Colorado. Here's the video.
I'm Senator Alyssa Slotkin.
Senator Mark Kelly.
Representative Chris DeLuzio.
Congresswoman Maggie Goodlander.
Representative Chrissy Houlihan.
Congressman Jason Crow.
I was a captain in the United States Navy.
Former CIA officer.
Former Navy.
Former paratrooper and Army Ranger.
Former intelligence officer.
Former Air Force.
We want to speak directly to members of the military
and the intelligence community
who take risks each day
to keep Americans safe.
We know you are under enormous stress and pressure right now.
Americans trust their military.
But that trust is at risk.
This administration is pitting our uniformed military
and intelligence community professionals
against American citizens.
Like us, You all swore an oath.
To protect and defend this Constitution.
Right now, the threats to our Constitution aren't just coming from abroad,
but from right here at home.
Our laws are clear. You can refuse illegal orders.
You can refuse illegal orders.
You must refuse illegal orders.
No one has to carry out orders that violate the law or our Constitution.
We know this is hard
and that it's a difficult time to be a public servant.
But whether you're serving in the CIA,
the Army,
or Navy,
the Air Force,
your vigilance is critical.
And know that we have your back.
Because now, more than ever,
the American people need you.
We need you to stand up for our laws,
our Constitution,
and who we are as Americans. Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up the ship.
Wow.
But deny the Constitution.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So what this means is we, the Democrats, will say what illegal and unconstitutional orders are. Right. They already have with the targeting of these drug boats, overthrowing Maduro, all of this stuff that's going on, the USS Gerald Ford being in the Caribbean. They've said all of it's illegal already. But what does all of this have in common? They're going to go wild when Trump starts killing cartel leaders, which he should. What do they all have, these things all have in common? Again, this is the outlines of the Civil War. The most amazing line in there is when they say he's turning it on, you know, the military against Americans. Wow, what Americans? Can you give me a name? Two names? 10 names? What city did it happen in? What state? What Americans? Who are these Americans? They don't say because they can't. What they mean is illegal immigrants who they call Americans.
Right. Which are actually non-citizen residents, NCOs.
Yes. This is part of the big pretend on the left. And they believe this. They'll leave it in comments now because their media has told them illegal immigration is not illegal.
No, of course not.
No, because it's a misdemeanor the first time. It's a felony the second time you do it. But it's a misdemeanor the first time. And a misdemeanor is not illegal.
Okay.
It actually is illegal. I've been a crime reporter for years. It is, believe me, I mean, there are jail penalties, well, financial penalties. But it's a breaking of the law.
Yes.
But they're just saying, well, no, misdemeanor. It's just a misdemeanor. It's not really illegal. And so, therefore, illegal immigration is not illegal, and these people are American. And you'll hear this on their media, okay? So when they say they're targeting Americans, what they mean is illegal immigrants. In particular, the cartel smuggling infrastructure that brings them their voters. That's what they're talking about here. They are hoping that members of the military defy Donald Trump in order to keep the cartels and their trafficking and drug networks intact. That's what this is about. And it's totally treason. But it's not unprecedented for the Democrats.
No, it's not. In fact, there's been a famous general that did something similar.
Oh, that was incredible. Mark Milley, when he was head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, I'll never forget it. He calls the Chinese Communist Party, tells them, you know, because Trump's still in office, don't worry, if he tries to go to war against you, I'll disobey him. And you should know I've gotten all these other generals and high-ranking officials in the military to pledge allegiance to me. So I'm the commander now. So don't worry. And he called him twice. So, I mean, how that guy hasn't been tried, I don't know. But since they got away with it, Democrats, I think, are very encouraged. And they think they can just decide what the law is. They're not very good at that, by the way. I mean, these, again, are the people who say illegal immigration is not illegal. And illegals are Americans. It's like the upside down in Stranger Things. Which, by the way, the final season comes out over Thanksgiving. Every time I'm in the upside down, I'm like, yeah, it's Democratville. It's the upside down. You have to see it to know what I'm talking about. But if you've ever seen the upside down in Stranger Things, you know what it is. It's like a version of reality that isn't real, but is almost like the opposite of reality. But it's also reality at the same time. Yeah, I got to watch Stranger Things. Anyway, I can't wait to binge it with the family over Thanksgiving. But you can tell it's the final hour of the show. Can't you? Just like, I mean, I've already got it planned out what I'm watching for Thanksgiving. But anyway, we as a family have watched the rest of it together. But this is the upside down. This is just bizarre. And by the way, I'm not the only one to say that. Scott Jennings said that to Mark Halperin on a podcast. He's just, and I don't know why Scott Jennings has to do everything, but he's the one who's responding to this. Take a listen.
How is the president pitting the military against American citizens? I don't know what they mean by that. A, B, what are the illegal orders? What are they talking about? It's like they live in an alternate reality. They live in a movie. They live in a TV show where something that's they claim is happening is not actually happening in reality. I don't know what illegal activity they're talking about, but I do know what illegal activity they're recommending. And they're trying to get people in the chain of command to disobey the commander in chief, which would be a terrible idea.
But they're saying don't obey legal orders, which is not
what orders.
Well, I don't know, but I didn't hear them advocate breaking the law.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think they're trying to influence members of the military to, start to determine all orders are illegal orders.
Can you imagine if people up and down the chain of command of the military all just like made up their own minds? Like, I think that's legal and I think that's illegal. I'm just not going to participate in that today.
Then you no longer have a military.
You don't have a military. It falls apart. And you know that if we disobeyed actual illegal orders,
right,
us in the military, we'd be in a brig under Democrats.
Wasn't the conservative military members considered to be the most dangerous threat domestically in this country?
Yeah, just because of their politics.
Well. Well.
Texter writes, can they lose military retirement pay for treason under Democrat? Who knows? I don't know. I just think it's very interesting they didn't say. And I know what they're doing right now. They're trying to get the military to rebel, particularly the CIA, which Trump has acknowledged is on the ground in Venezuela. The CIA has spent decades installing Marxist regimes all over the world, and they don't want Maduro overthrown. They've worked too hard to keep him in place. And he is the granddaddy cartel, even over the Mexican ones. And they're, the heart of their human trafficking networks is Trinidad and Aragua. So, I mean, no, they don't want any of that disturbed. This is their voter drive, and they want to keep as much of it intact as possible. Trump knows it's not good enough to just close the border. It's not good enough to just arrest him in Chicago and in Charlotte and all the other places that these gangsters are. He's got to go back to their homes and kill them. That's the only way forward. We're going to have another 500,000 children trafficked into this country and sold. That's how you stop it. It's not good enough to close the border. It's not good enough to pick them up in whatever city. Democrats know that, and they're hoping for – they're just pushing back with every lever of power can find.
Absolutely, and that's – as you and I have both said, that's one thing we admire about Democrats. They will use every weapon at their disposal every single time. They will hold back nothing. And if Republicans fought like that, this would be a very different country.
Yeah, and I got to say, Donald Trump fights like that.
Yes, he does, and he's about the only one of very few in D.C. that do that.
And just one person fighting like that makes a huge difference. Yes. If the rest of the party would do it, it would be
particularly when it's the head of the party. So.
Yeah, no, it really helps.
Yeah.
It does. Yeah, Texter said, Tara, I distinctly heard one man talking about the center saying American citizens. Who is he referring to? They don't say what American citizens are being targeted. There's not even a name. And that's because they mean illegal immigrants. When Democrats say – it's the upside down. When Democrats say American citizens, they mean illegal immigrants.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. The ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription.
get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's not just a newsletter. It's medical journalism at its finest, focused on reporting news, information, research relating to health and medicine. You'll find the latest medical insights, everyday tips for living well, and it's free to subscribe. Go to novanthealth.org/healthy-headlines. And Novant Health's care for you is growing in Greenville. There are two upstate clinics opening this month. Novant Health's Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Clinic, overseen by Dr. Michael Kissenberth. He's a shoulder specialist in the market for decades, now leading Novant Health Orthopedic Institute expansion in the upstate. And Novant Health Head and Neck Reconstructive Surgery, Dr. Robert Brown, head and neck surgeon with over two decades of clinical experience and well-known in the upstate. Both clinics are at 701 Congaree Road in Greenville. Follow along to see what's next at novanthealth.org/Greenville. Okay, let's connect the dots on this. Democrat traitors in the CIA and former military put out a video encouraging members of the CIA and the military to defy Trump's illegal orders. What orders would those be? They don't want to say. Just, you know, some ones. Orders that target American citizens. That's the tell. Because there haven't been any. That's why they can't name any. What they mean is illegal immigrants. When Democrats say American citizens, they mean illegal immigrants. Okay. New poll out on military action against drug boats and leftist narco regimes. Survey says, what do the Americans think? They're for it. That's why Democrats can't say what they're talking about. Support strong across the board, according to INI Tip, with 60% favoring the policy. That's a pretty big number there. 82% of Republicans say they support it. So we're talking about military attacks on drug boats in the Caribbean carrying illicit drugs. And the Democrats oppose this. Republicans love it. And we're also talking about targeting Venezuela, stopping the shipments of the illegal drugs, the fentanyl, the narcotics. You know, basically breaking up Democrat rat lines that bring in drugs and little girls to sell. And some boys, too, to be fair. So Democrats can't say what I just did, so it's all very vague, but they know what they're talking about. And I don't want to get too specific because they see that 60% number. But they also know this is their future. This is their voter recruitment infrastructure. They love it, and they want to keep it in place. So that is what is ultimately going on there. I want to play this for you folks. Tom Homan was just on Fox News with some unbelievable numbers. He's Trump's deportation czar. Just revealed the Trump administration has officially found over 30,000 missing migrant children trafficked under Joe Biden. 30,000. Now, they lost track of 300,000, but they've already found 30,000. He says, we will keep working until we find every one of these poor kids. And their stories are heartbreaking. A lot of them are sex trafficked. But then we knew that from the Biden administration whistleblowers who were ignored. I want to play this for you because every American should be forced to sit and listen to it. This is Laura Ingraham's roundup of the 30,000 found and what's happened in recent weeks. It's truly shocking. Folks, understand, every time Democrats are in power now, they will run child kidnap, child trafficking operations. And yes, a lot of these kids are sold for sex inside the country, and they don't care. Here's Laura Ingraham in today's first epic rant.
Just a few months ago, we learned that Biden sent more than 79,000 migrant children to unvetted sponsors. There were no home studies done at all.
Of course.
So how many of those were abused? How many of those children were trafficked? Frankly, we're never going to know. And I do not recall Congressman Robert Garcia, who's on this bandwagon, or Jasmine Crockett, who tries to smear Trump, or any Hill Democrats now pretending to champion victims' rights. Never heard him expressing their disgust that under Biden, 7,000 reports of migrant sex trafficking went uninvestigated. Zero.
Wow.
Democrats have no credibility on this issue, which demonstrates that their Epstein Files grandstanding is all political. Again, They were mute when former Biden HHS staffers were blowing the whistle on Biden's handling of unaccompanied kids.
The UC program is the middleman in what we now know is government-sponsored, taxpayer-funded child trafficking. Children told us they're being lured away from their families. This is a family separation program. These children are brought here to the United States and carelessly turn over to MS-13, 18th Street Gang, other transnational criminal organizations.
So what happened to those children?
Boys and girls are being sold for sex. Just last month, I spoke with a care provider in Florida who told me about cases of migrant children as young as 8 with sexually transmitted diseases. 8 years old. Last week, I spoke with a private investigator in Texas who shared challenges trying to find an emergency shelter for this one girl. She's only 12, an unaccompanied minor who was 9 months pregnant and about to go into labor.
This is enraging, and it's heartbreaking. Thank God Biden and Harris are not in the White House now. Otherwise, yeah, this would still be happening.
Yep.
Now, the fact is, President Trump, who the Democrats are smearing with zero evidence, has done more in 10 months to punish and stop human and migrant traffickers than any president in American history. A strong border is a child sex trafficker's worst nightmare. And thanks to Trump, we now have a strong border again. No thanks to the Democrats, who for 4 years didn't care about how many kids were being brutalized, how many young migrant women were being sold into sex slavery or raped at the border. And in North Carolina right now, Democrat activists are fighting ICE, which is in the business, of course, of arresting and removing these predators, many of them child sex traffickers. Again, to them, abused migrant women, abused migrant kids are collateral damage because you got to keep that open border. This 12-year-old girl is a horrific case who, as a toddler, was smuggled into the U.S. by her mom and who has spent most of her life being raped and abused by her sponsor, an illegal alien from Honduras, and another man from El Salvador. Where were the Democrats on Friday? Cheering. They should have been cheering the Trump administration's efforts to find and apprehend these animals. Her uncle, Felix Bustillo Diaz, and his friend, Jose Gerber Rivera, were arrested. And the cruel twist here is that the rapist uncle was granted temporary protective status by the Biden HHS. Isn't this? This story gets better and better. So how many others who were granted temporary protective status under Biden also committed all these heinous crimes? Again, we're never going to know. Just a few months ago, we learned that Biden sent more.
By the way, how big is this network? And I've been telling you this for a long time. Have you noticed that a shocking number of these illegals that we're arresting are themselves pedophiles? Yeah, that's who runs the child trafficking network. That's why there's so many. You can't even have regular criminals do it. It's just too hard for them to do to kids. You have to bring in pedophiles. They're the only ones who can do it. Listen to the extent of this, okay? This is Florida Attorney General James Utmeyer. They just ran a sting on pedophiles, just generally in Florida, okay? So they don't care if you're legal or illegal. They just run a sting on pedophiles. Wait till you hear what percentage ended up being illegal immigrants.
Every time we do a child predator sting, 20% of those arrested are illegal aliens at least. This shows how much crime was flooding over the southern border tied to human trafficking, fentanyl trafficking, you name it. We're going to protect American citizens. That's who elected people like AOC and the Communist Caucus, not illegal aliens that have committed heinous crimes.
Illegals so far are not 20%. Donald Trump is going like a man on fire. I mean, just you look at the stuff that's been going on. It's unbelievable. And the creativity of it. Headline. I did a double take on this morning when I saw it. It's a top 10 trending article in the country. Trump administration pours $1 billion into a massive effort to restart the nuclear reactor at the historic meltdown site at Three Mile Island in the Susquehanna River Valley. Partially melted down in March 1979. Why would you do this? The infrastructure's already there. He's going gangbusters to try to get us more energy. We're not just not going to be able to compete with China. We can't even run the AI on this. And it's not just AI. Everything we do now requires so much more energy. We're not going to be able to manufacture. We're not going to be able to do any of it if we don't have the energy. He knows that. And he's trying to jolt Three Mile Island back to life. By the way, just one of the many nuclear projects he's trying to restart. He's also into mini nuke plants too. Why do this? The media is acting like he's crazy. They always do when he does something that would help America and make sense. Have you ever noticed with the left in the media? If it would help America, and particularly if it would help Americans to have jobs and to prosper, there's always some reason we can't do it. There's always some reason if you want to do it, you're crazy. Do you know how many energy facilities, new ones, that China opens every month? I actually just read this last night. Either coal, nuclear, or natural gas. Three a month. It's three a month. You know who's sponsoring all those climate change studies? Saying, oh, well, you know, you should really definitely not have any energy that works. Just solar and wind, yeah. China. They're also pumping money into the left-wing groups that use those studies to sue. In fact, we had a hilarious one come out last week. It was in the New York Post. I mean, it was laugh out loud funny. And it was conducted by Chinese scientists in partnership with San Diego University. Was it San Diego? I think it was San Diego. Was it San Francisco? It was one of the two Sands. I don't know. Saying, because remember, we just had that really shocking study, pair study, showing that both poles, north and south, the ice is thickening at a record rate that we've never seen before, right? Well, that's not supposed to happen. So I told you at the time, they're going to need to explain this because it's the opposite of what they've been forecasting. They're going to need a bigger, better lie. Kind of like in Jaws, they needed a bigger, better boat. I said, just watch, they'll come up with a lie. I said, it's cooling. We've documented that exhaustively on the show. Yes, we have some record highs this summer. That always happens. But overall, we're in a cooling trend. That is undeniable. Temperature, average temperatures for the globe have not gone up since 2007. And now we've got the ice sheets thickening. Yeah, so they came up with this kooky study about the Gulf Stream and some about melting ice, which is not melting, but whatever. And now the cold water is going in. It's not going to be warm anymore. And we're going to go into an ice age. Listen to this. Ice age because of global warming. Sure. Authored by the who again? Chinese. Yeah. Folks, everywhere we look, it's either the cartels or the Chinese partner with the left. Have you noticed this? Anyway, Energy Secretary Chris Wright told Fox News, one of the biggest challenges American people have faced over the last several years has been the rising price of electricity. Amen. And when we arrived, the Trump administration in town, there were plans to close 100 gigawatts more of affordable, reliable, secure, dispatchable electricity generation. So instead, they're trying to fire up Three Mile Island. Folks, if Trump's not doing this, blue areas are just going to be in the dark. I mean, it's going to be like Venezuela from the satellites. We look from the satellites and like the rest of the world, it's all lit up and Venezuela's dark. And that's where the left's going. This is the funniest part. They fight this man so hard, but he's trying to save them. And they don't want to hear it. They don't want anything to do with it. Meanwhile, this graphite river site that the Pentagon has partnered with private industry, they just made, this came out yesterday too, buku discoveries there. This is so cool. Almost every one of the 12 main rare earth minerals that we need is there. They've just discovered this because now they've fast-tracked the mining permits. They're already going out there and sampling. We got it. In other words, we don't have to be dependent on China. We don't. Folks, none of this would be happening if Her Highness was the president. Joe Biden was going around putting rare earth mineral sites off limits for 20 years, 30 years, making sure the Chinese had the upper hand. Listen to what a reversal this is. Here we go.
The Pentagon thinks that rare earths are so crucial that they just created a $400 million partnership with MP to lessen and, guys, eventually eliminate our reliance on China. And MP CEO tells me that is happening so fast. Listen.
Within the next 3 years, when we look at the expansion here at Independence, along with the 10X facility that we're bringing online, we will be able to satisfy essentially all of American demand, and we will have removed this issue off the table as a risk for American industry and the American people.
So the 70% of our rare earths that we get from China now will go to zero in the next 3 years. Dang. And how they're doing that is it's taking amazing. This facility now, tripling it in size to accommodate both General Motors and Apple. And when they're done, they're building an entirely new facility for the Pentagon. And because of this private-public partnership, because of this investment, everything that that new facility makes, the Pentagon will buy for 10 years, guys.
Yeah, so too bad for Greenland. They missed their big chance. They can pound sand. We fixed it. Yeah, so Mexico's joke of a president, Claudia Sheinbaum. I love this headline. Mexico Sheinbaum rules out U.S. military intervention after Trump comments. Good luck with that, Claudia. Were you going to rule out a strike from the sky? Yeah. Good luck. She's the cartels girl. That's why she's not dead. You either have one or two choices there. You're either dead or you deal with the cartel once in Mexico. I get it. And Trump said about her once, look, she's very scared. I can tell looking at her. She probably is. And she's forbidden Trump to kill the cartels inside Mexico, either with strikes from the sky or Marines. Yeah. You know what's going on in the streets of Mexico right now? This is so cool. For the first time, young people have found the courage in themselves to protest her. And the protests are massive. What are they protesting? Specifically corruption by the cartels and the fact that the cartels own a lot of their politicians. But even more than that, the fact that, get this, Claudia Sheinbaum's only held office for 13 months. 21 politicians, many of them very high ranking, they're governors of provinces in Mexico, have been murdered by the cartels. And she's done basically nothing. So that is the corruption that they are protesting. So look, Mexicans hate being ruled by the cartels, no matter how much Democrats want them to be. Why are they in the streets now? Trump standing up to these people has given them the courage to do it. And that is amazing. It's stuff like this, Trump saying yesterday, 2 days ago, I have the cartel leaders' addresses. I can get them whenever I want. I love this.
I've been speaking to Mexico. They know how I stand. We're losing hundreds of thousands of people to drugs. So now we've stopped the waterways, but we know every route. We know every route. We know the addresses of every drug lord. We know their address. We know their front door. We know everything about every one of them. They're killing our people. That's like a war.
Oh, it's not like a war. It is a war. Mike Gallagher is up next. Have a great rest of the day.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.